Well, it's not terribly. The side of Lockhart's face that they could see looked very uncomfortable. I mean, well, all right. He opened the door, and they entered. His office had been almost completely stripped. Two large trunks stood open on the floor. Robes, jade green, lilac, midnight blue, had been hastily folded into one of them. Books were jumbled untidily into the other. The photographs that had covered the walls were now crammed into boxes on the desk. "Are you going somewhere?" said Harry.
Well, yes," said Lockhart, ripping a life-size poster of himself from the back of the door as he spoke and starting to roll it up. "Urgent call, unavoidable, got to go."
"What about my sister?" said Ron, jerkily.
"Well, as to that, most unfortunate," said Lockhart, avoiding their eyes, as he wrenched open a drawer and started emptying the contents into a bag. "No one regrets more than I."
"You're the Defence Against the Dark Arts teacher," said Harry. "You can't go now, not with all the dark stuff going on here."
"Well, I must say, when I took the job," Lockhart muttered, now piling socks on top of his robes, "nothing in the job description. Didn't expect."
"You mean you're running away?" said Harry disbelievingly. "After all that stuff you did in your books."
"Books can be misleading," said Lockhart delicately.